Welcome to the Wednesday. This is the Mike Davis Show. We love all you guys. Thanks for being here today. I know a lot of you are out there at the Burger Reveal. We appreciate management letting us know about the Burger Reveal so we could attend. Thank you, guys. I know the burgers will be amazing. They'll be awesome. Greatest burger ever made in the history of burgers. We just wish we'd gotten an invite. That's it. That's all we're going to say about it. Not really. We have an entire show dedicated to the Burger Reveal. But before we do that, we want to thank our sponsors who are glad that we're here, even though we could have had the day off or maybe been out there doing the show from the Burger Reveal. Maybe, possibly, from the Burger Reveal. Maybe I just missed that invitation. That text, that email. Amanda, did you get an invitation?
I got no invitation, no text message, nothing.
I don't even think Clay let me know what was going on. Usually Clay's like the top secret source of all things going on in the 904 now.
Is Amber Heard going to be there? Because that might be why he doesn't know.
He was busy. He is busy making. Okay. All right. So we're going to do reads and then we'll get into the show. We got an amazing guest. We got a bunch of surf stuff coming up. And we have all kinds of other great news. All right, so Salomon Services, they're the premier place for personal training in St. Augustine. They've got both one-on-one youth and adult personal training classes, small group strength and fitness development classes, athletic development for both team and individual sports performance. If you're injured, they can help you get back on the court and the field safely. You'll be in better shape when you do. They have a state-of-the-art center with both indoor and outdoor turf areas. And every single one of their coaches, all of them, are certified through the National Strength and Conditioning Association. And gym sanitation is a top priority at Salomon Services. Call and make an appointment today, 461-9945, or visit their website, SolomonServices.com. Sign up today. I'll be there again tomorrow. Love it. All right, Amanda.
I've got Hebert, Kresge & Associates. They are a full-service local CPA firm with a team of skilled professionals dedicated to providing top-level service in the areas of tax compliance and planning for businesses, individuals, estates, and trusts. Audits, reviews, and other accounting services, business valuations, forensic analysis, and litigation support. You can reach them at 904-460-0747 or online at HebertKreskeCPA.com. I also have the Tringali family of restaurants, Carmelo's Pizza and 123 Burger House. So we'll start with Carmelo's. They are obviously locally owned and have been operated by the Tringali family. They've been voted best pizza for 9 years in a row, New York style brick oven pizza. They also serve salads, subs, wings, and more. The 123 Burger House is our favorite burger house aside from the one we were not invited to. Locally owned and operated by the Tringali family, voted best burger 3 years running, burgers, chicken, wings, salads, authentic wood-fired pizza, and ice cream for dessert. They offer dine-in, takeout and delivery through Bite Squad and Grubhub. The Tringali family and all their staff love you, St. Augustine. Go see them for dinner.
All right, at Bozard, Ford, Lincoln, and St. Augustine, the place where you can go to the reveal today, it's right next to Ford's Garage. But their goal is to make sure your time and experience buying a new car or used car is stress-free, fun, and enjoyable. Bozard is a family-owned Ford dealership in St. Augustine since 1949. They have won numerous awards, including the number one ranked automotive dealership in the nation by Dealer Raider. They won back-to-back President's Awards from Ford Motor Company, which is the highest award Ford gives to its dealers. Go check them out. Go find Bo and Letty and all their amazing staff out there. Stop by Ford's Garage. Get this amazing burger that is supposedly revealed today. Mm-hmm. Invite would be nice. But apparently, somebody had to hold down the fort while the big wigs got to go out and party. We know how this works as the working class stiffs on this network. We're now the working class stiffs. We're like Second City TV. We are the Second City TV till their Saturday Night Live.
I'm not blue collar. I'm khaki collar today.
Khaki collar. I am blue collar today.
And, no collar.
And Tim is a no collar guy. That tells you how where we are. But anyway, go check out BozardFord.com. They're great folks. They really are. And thanks to them for doing this burger reveal. And if Letty was in charge of invitations, we would be there.
Absolutely.
This joke's going on the entire show, Pete Melfi. And Tim O'Neill's with me today. We brought in the surf king, the surf guru. He's back from a great surf trip. Tim, every second joke that you want to play today, like being in second place, you know, like Miami always being second to Florida State, all of those jokes are eligible for today's show.
What was the original one? How about all the wide rides?
Those are in the past.
Oh, okay.
You got to let that go. You got to let that go. Yeah, second. Actually, I was telling you guys before the show, Thursday night in the 80s was the biggest TV night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had the Cosby Show, then some show that no one could ever remember.
Yeah. Right?
And then you had Cheers, and mm-hmm. then I think Wings and some other stuff. Frasier might have been on after that.
I loved it.
And then there was some drama, L.A. Law or something.
Maybe. Like,
would come on after that. Thursday night on NBC was the most watched night. I never watched the first hour. I was not a huge Cosby fan. I thought it was okay. CBS had Magnum P.I. Mm-hmm. And I was a big Magnum P.I. So I was always like somewhere else. Oh, and then I would come join my friends for Cheers. So I kind of feel like that now, right? Yeah. I'll join Troy later tonight for a drink. Because I'll get invited to that.
Because you'll be buying.
Because that's right. I'll be buying. I will be buying. So
what you're saying is we're Magnum PI and they're the Cosby Show?
Yeah, we're the cool guys and they're the Cosby Show.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I like that.
Well, I kind of like it.
Short shorts?
I do. I actually have some bird dogs that I love.
Yeah. Okay.
I take them on all my surf trips. I really I don't like the baggy shorts.
Tim, my legs.
I've got great legs. I'm not hiding them things. I'm showing those things off.
Beware driving past the Davis home when he's doing yard work when it's hot.
Yard work. I got the long pants on. I got the long sleeve shirt on because I'm out there. I'm really doing yard work. I got the long sleeve shirt like you have.
Well,
I've never gotten one of those New View shirts.
You haven't? They have not because they ask not.
I haven't got one either.
I've gotten one either. I know. He's on the show all the time.
I know.
We hype his company. Mm-hmm. We hype his lifestyle. Hydro Task Force One actually got a shirt.
They got me a shirt.
I know.
No, I'm just saying.
Ricky did.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't
You're second to Ricky. You're second to Ricky.
I guess I'm going to have to carry some shirts.
We are going to have so much fun with being second today.
Don't you clean the windows at Flagler Hospital?
I do.
I looked out windows that you have cleaned today, and I was very glad that you weren't cleaning them because it was an OBGYN associate's appointment.
Actually, at Flagler Hospital, we were pressure washing last night and today, and we'll be cleaning windows over there probably next week.
Just missed you.
Yep. Yeah, well, I hope OBGYN Associates has got screens.
I don't. That's the thing. I was getting changed, and those windows are wide open. Well, I'm like, all you have to do is stand on the buildings across the street, a Hobby Lobby, with a good enough scope, and you're going to get an eyeful for a while.
You saw me?
Dang it.
So when my daughter was being born, Flagler Hospital was adding on to the upper floors.
Uh-huh.
And I remember on numerous occasions, my daughter being born and workmen one row stack over doing work. And there was definitely, I was called a lot of things that day. And one was, would you shut the dang window or can someone shut the noise off out there?
Well, you talk about the OBGYN, the other place is the dermatologist.
Yeah.
So the one that I go to, it's just like yours, right? It's over... across from Cobblestone, where the old Tree of Life complex used to be back in there. And it's great because no matter, there's one room that has no windows, but there's one room that has a full view like of the lake. And I'm like, okay, yeah, this is going to be fun. I hope the yard guys aren't out here today. I hope everybody,
no one's fishing.
No one's fishing. There's no strange people out here. No, there are windows. I mean, it's just, I understand.
And they just built the new gastroenterologist. Which is in the parking lot of the movie theater.
Oh, yes.
Right.
So are there any windows in those rooms?
Yeah.
I don't need any
windows in those rooms.
Full moons.
Yes.
Actually, I think you go to face down, right?
Which one?
For GI.
The GI, yes. The GI,
the rear admiral's knocking on the door.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't ever have to, like, bend over?
All right. Oh, yeah, for the exam you do.
We'll see.
Yeah.
For the
For the
full test, you just lay on your side.
Yeah.
For cruise ships, I'm full windows and or balconies. For doctor's appointments, I like the interior room with no windows.
Yeah, the worst thing about the GI, right, is they have a camera. You really don't want to watch the camera.
Oh,
you
know? No.
You don't want to watch that. Mm-mm. You just want to, that's the one time you just want to, you turn TV off, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I don't care about the view once it's inside. I don't care. I don't want to see the view as it's entering. That's the view I want to avoid.
Yeah, you really do. You really, truly do. Trust me, you
Nobody
do.
Wants to
That's
see that.
The one you don't want to see. Yeah, no.
Not at all.
it's just not a good thing. And as you get older, right, you figure that you're like, oh my gosh. But I do tell everybody it's the one test that you got to go do, mm-hmm. right? It's just ridiculous if you don't.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a years ago in my 40s, some issues going on and like, hey, we need to go ahead and do the full,
Monty,
the full Monty. Yes. And we know that it's like 6 or 7 years early for you. But if you don't, right, it could be you're back here in a year or two and we're fitting you for a colostomy bag. Yeah. And I'm like, what time are we doing the test? Mm-hmm. Which day next week and what time? I'm fully ready. You know, so you look at that, it's just, you 100% want to do it. But I had friends that were a little later in life, like, oh yeah, I haven't done that yet. I'm like, I'm my second one, third one scheduled in 2 years, right? Yeah.
You seem to enjoy it.
No, I don't. I really do. I actually, when I got the last one, like, you got a 10-year pass. I'm like, yes. But the first time I drank the fluid. Yeah. Right?
Like, it's like lighter fluid.
Well, it's like 20 minutes. I'm like, there is no way it's twice. So I set my watch, mm-hmm. drank it. 19 minutes and 45 seconds. Yeah, I wished I was somewhere else. Yeah. That's all I can tell you. Yeah. Sure. They've got it down to a science. Whatever the minutes and seconds they are, trust them.
Had my first one at 18. I had health crisis my senior year, and they had ruled out so much that they went to that. Mm-hmm. They found a polyp, so I was put on the 10-year plan. So I'm a little late because 2020 was supposed to be my third one.
Yeah.
And obviously forgot about it until I was filling out my paperwork for this doctor's appointment. And I was like, they asked if you're up to date on all these various tests. And it's like, I'm not up to date on that one. My bad.
Yeah, that's 2020 is kind of an excuse. By the way, also for Pete Melfi fans, mm-hmm. right? They're doing the burger reveal. There was only one thing that I could do today.
Yeah.
To compete. Within the 904 Now burger, I brought Darcy cookies into the studio.
And I can attest to how good the Darcy cookies
are. And Pete and Davey and Clay, they will be gone. Mm-hmm. There will be none left in the studio for tomorrow. There will be no Darcy cookies. Then the evening staff, the second stringers, are taking those home with them.
The JV.
The JV is taking those home.
I feel like we won. I mean,
Darcy cookies and we don't have to travel. We just got to came here. And the best part about this is I'm in a small group mm-hmm. and Pete's in a large group right now. Pete is surrounded by adoring fans who want mm-hmm. his autograph and time with him and hugs. Please, Bobby, if you're going out there, give him a huge hug. Tell Barbara Jean to give him a
burgers.
Yes. Pete needs a huge hug for his burger. He loves hugs. The ones that linger. The ones that you just kind of reach in for that second good squeeze. That's your Pete's favorites.
And then he doesn't mind the uncomfortable.
No.
He loves it.
He loves that.
Next time I see Pete, you know what
Pete, Pete loves a good hug. He really, truly does. You know, certain people, like you put Troy in the booth where they throw the
pies.
The pies at mm-hmm. him. He thought that was amazing and great, even though his beard stunk for like 2 days afterwards. Pete should be in a hugging booth mm-hmm. where people pay $10 to go give Pete Melfi a hug. It would be awesome to watch.
I have seen Pete in a dunk tank, and he seemed very happy being very isolated. Everyone had to stay behind the line.
There's a cage between him and the rest of humanity.
No one can touch him.
No one can touch him. He doesn't mind being wet. I just can't be touched.
What kind of phobia is that? Is that like, is there it's not agoraphobia. What would that be?
I can look it up.
Amanda will look it up when she goes in there. Amanda will look it up. All right. Before we get to your great stories, right? Because you went on a Christian Surfer event. Mm-hmm. We also have Ark of the St. John's
Surf Quest this weekend.
Is this weekend?
It's our opening.
It's the opening weekend.
Yes, sir.
I told Bobby to bring a wetsuit.
The water's not that cold.
It's 64 degrees, brother man.
It's going to be 87.
It's the high
so winds out of the southwest. Perfect conditions for us.
Yes, which means the warmer water will be blowing out to sea, and the colder water will be upwelling.
Upwelling usually happens in the summertime.
I hear you. Keep saying warmer. That. I was all the way almost out of the wetsuit a week and a half ago.
I was out of the wetsuit.
Well, you stand up on the board. You don't ever fall in the water. You're Captain Perfection.
You're dry.
Yeah. Hey, Captain Perfection. When's the last time you wiped out? 1965?
No. I ate it big time multiple times this winter.
In the Dominican Republic? Puerto Rico?
In the Dominican and in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. All right.
Multiple times.
All right. Go ahead.
Half a phobia is an intense, overwhelming fear of being touched.
Half a phobia.
We are writing it on the desk when we leave.
Now that might be fitting our friend Pete.
Because he's
not full. Troy too.
The only good thing about this show right now
is Troy loves hugs. Yeah. Especially if they're from a person who identifies as female.
Yes. Listen. The only thing that's about today is Barbara Jean is not bitching at us about all the Pete jokes, right? She loves her some Pete and some Davey, and we love Pete and Davey too, but we love to give them a hard time.
She is going to be watching this back. We love you, Barbara Jean.
We love you, Barbara Jean.
He's just kidding.
We are. We are. But we're not lit up with leave my morning boys alone.
Like, yes.
No, she is the best defender of them, right? I mean, Pete calls me and says, you see what Barbara Jean said? I'm sorry, Pete. I apologize.
Let's
I mean,
be
that's
real.
How the conversation starts.
If you rag on me too hard, then she goes after
she
you.
She does too. I know she does again. I'm just having fun. We're just fun. All right. So just for to let everyone know, they're announcing the 904 Now Burger.
Mm-hmm.
It's the biggest deal in the country today. Mm-hmm. It should be affecting everybody positively.
Mm-hmm.
Late this afternoon. Not because the Fed's raised interest rates or banks are in trouble or some banking institutions had to be bailed out both in Europe and America, because none of that had anything to do with the stock market. The announcement of the 904 Now Burger has driven the stock market down 500 points. We will see what happens tomorrow. But if we go into a recession and it all starts this afternoon, we know who to blame, not the Fed. The 904 Now Burger.
There's no confidence in that peanut butter on the burger. They just have to try it. As soon as they try it, the stocks will go right back up.
I think it's going to be a great burger. I plan on going out there and getting one. But the stock market went down 5:30 after the big reveal.
At least it didn't go down 904.
Yet.
It's closed. We're good.
It's closed. We're fine. After hours trading. We'll see what happens. Yeah, we are going to track the stock market from today for a month and see what the effect of the 904 Now Burger has on the stock market.
Is this going to be the high point of the low point?
I don't know. We have no idea. We're just going to track it and report it every day. The stock market before 904 Now Burger and after 904 Now Burger. We're just going to track it that way.
I'll get on the graph.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, we used to joke that the entire country went to hell in a handbasket after Van Halen broke up. I'm just hoping that this isn't one of those moments in U.S. history where the entire country went to hell in a handbasket after the burger reveal.
Yeah.
This burger, I'm glad I missed out on it because I vegan burgers
are you? No, you are not. There is no way. Have you even had a vegan burger?
I did, and it went out. Expelled.
Which way?
One bite, I went for a napkin.
Expectorated, okay.
I have a family member who is vegan, and I cook the burgers all the time, right? I've even to the point where I put them on a different plate, bringing them back in. So they're not, I mean, and that's me doing that. So they're not asking me to. I'm just like, okay, I really don't think I ought to plop them on top of the, or under, right, all the other burgers. Where all the grease gets on. Because it kind of defeats the purpose of what they're trying to do. And I support them, right? But yeah, I have some. Well, I need my own plate for that. And they're great. I always tell them, I said, how's it? They're fine, whatever. But
have you tasted one?
Hell no.
Okay.
No. No.
Yeah, I don't know what position.
Look, I
was trying to make someone happy.
I thought I explained this to perfection.
Was a girl involved in this, Tim O'Neill?
Potentially.
I want to hear your story. But I thought I'd explain this to perfection on this show, right? Mm-hmm. Our ancestors, the cavemen.
Hunter-gatherers.
Well, wait a minute, right? They could have just been gatherers. There was plenty of plant food out there, right? There was plant food didn't eat you. Plant food did not chase you down and kill you if you missed it with a spear, right?
True.
But for some reason, cavemen decided that the animal that could kill them tasted better than the plants, and death was worth the risk of meat.
This is true.
So if it was worth that kind of risk, don't you think we should learn from them, right? They've told us we tried vegan.
Right.
And we said, you know what? I'm going to make a stone tool. I'm gonna take a bunch of vines and strap it to a limb. Uh-huh. And then I'm going to chase down something that could kill me. Because when I cook that, it tastes a hell of a lot better than what that plant is.
They didn't cook.
They had fire.
They had fire. But
they didn't have Weber grills, but they had fire.
Green eggs.
Yeah.
You got to smoke it.
But the way I look at it, our ancestors have told us they didn't eat insects, right? There were plenty of those around.
Right.
They knew we got to eat this if we want to live.
What was the movie? What was it with Papillon? Was it not Papillon? What was the movie with where he was eating the bugs in the
All of them. Any episode of Survivor.
Yes.
Oh, Tony Haroon wants to know about your golf game.
Who?
Tony Haroon.
Oh, jeez. That was ancient history.
Is there something we need to know about? Did Tony Haroon beat you at golf one time?
Oh, multiple times.
Really?
And his son did too.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard you losing at golf.
Oh, ask Tony. He's like a rented mule he used to beat up on.
Oh my gosh, there's like 18 smiles on his thing right here.
No, he used to play. We used to play in a Saturday morning game out at the county golf course.
Yes.
Tony and his Taylor? The Taylor?
Yes.
Taylor's his son? I can't remember.
Taylor is his son.
Yes.
And he's, yes, great young man.
Yes.
Great young man.
Yes. Yeah. He beat me like a rat.
Gets every attribute he has from his mom. An absolutely phenomenal young man.
I don't know. Is Tony in town anymore?
They live on the West Coast.
Okay.
They live on the West Coast with a bocce ball court.
Uh-huh.
No, they really don't. Sue wanted a bocce ball court.
Okay.
Tony boycotted.
I haven't seen Tony in...
He basically put his feet in the sand.
And he got a bocce ball court.
There's no bocce ball court. Every reference we could possibly do. Yes, Melissa, that is my theory of evolution, along with a couple of other ones.
Tony says he heard that.
And I know. Listen, Melissa, the reason men are the hunters is because women were the ones that wanted the meat, but they were smart enough to realize they didn't want to take the risk.
Right.
So they talked men into doing it, and men went and got the burgers from. Yes, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, what they said is, the other tribe has meat. All right, I'm going, okay?
I know you don't want to go out there, but Grug over here has meat, so I can go talk to him if you don't
want
to go
out. All right, I'll bring back two. I'll bring back two of whatever you want. Yes, that's exactly how those conversations went. You guys were smart enough to get us to go do it.
Yep.
And make us think it was our idea.
I think the cavemen in Florida, actually, the first bit of hunting they went after was manatee.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. But I think that was after they got rebuffed from dating. Because Spanish sailors actually thought the manatees were mermaids. Yes.
Exactly. Well, if you had
that's
been
one on, long voyage.
If you had
right?
been
that's
on
a long
a
voyage.
Bumpy, bumpy ship with only crusty men. No one's bathed and no fresh water. So the only thing you had to drink was rum. You too might think that a manatee is an attractive female.
That was a ship that didn't bring goats. That's all we're saying.
It's been that kind of week.
Wow.
It has been that kind of week. So anyway, we're going to track the 904 now. Burger against the stock market.
Got it.
I am hoping that the stock market goes through the roof and everyone can point to the 904 now burger for its
maybe the rise. Slump is just that everyone on Wall Street went to go get a 904 burger.
Entirely possible.
Trading.
Entirely possible.
It's my theory.
That is. I mean, Ford's Garage is probably going to be shipping those things across the country.
Of course.
They are. 100%.
Poor Tim.
Poor Tim. Yes. All right. So you went to Christian Surfers, took you on another trip. You went on another trip with them where you work.
Yeah, yeah. What we did was we went to El Salvador this past summer, but last month, February, we went to the Dominican.
Yeah.
And we went to, I guess, just a little bit south of Puerto Plata.
Okay.
And in Encuentro area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a boys' home there. Light in Espanol. ¿Cómo se dice light in Espanol? Someone's going to come up with
that. No, hablo de Espanol.
It's Children of the Light is the
Mas
name of the...
Más pequeño, Espanol, un poquito. Yes.
Anyways, Children of the Light is the name of the boys' home that we went. And this chapter of Christian Surfers has been going there for, I think, 10 years. It's one of the longest trips that this chapter has been on consistently every single year.
Okay.
And it was my first time to the Dominican. I never experienced a beautiful country, beautiful water, beautiful people.
Yeah.
And it's mountainous. You know, it's just like It's like, it reminds me a little of Puerto Rico.
Okay.
A little bit of Hawaii too. But very beautiful. And the boys' home that they have up there, basically there's, it's kind of like about the only orphanage in that area. Mm-hmm. And then the kids are, the government brings the kids over, and it's kids that have either been, the parents have both died, or parents can't take care of these boys. And so I think they have the capacity of holding 38 or 40 kids. Wow. And they only had about 15 or 20 when we were there. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, the government, you know, like any third world country, there's a lot of grift and a lot of, if you want this, you got to get that, you know, yeah. A lot of.
Kind of like trying to get a guy to wash your windows.
Yeah. Those guys are tough to find, from what I understand, good ones. But anyways, it was a really rewarding trip because we did some demolition of a gymnasium that
yes.
they had, and then we on the gymnasium, then the demo, and then we were setting form boards mm-hmm. to redo. They're going to rebuild this gym, and then there was other areas, and then they found out well, the guy that runs it, John. I said, we got a real problem with this gate. We got to get a welder up here and someone to weld. And I said, well, I took metal shop and I'm actually my younger days, I was a certified welder, so I could probably do it. So it was kind of cool. So some of the younger guys that were there,
yes.
I taught them how to weld while we were doing this.
With or without goggles?
Well, we used a hood.
Yeah, you used the hood. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it wasn't oxyacetylene. It was actually, stick welding.
He does know, because he mentioned terms that I don't know about welding. So he actually must know welding.
Well, there's oxyacetylene, there's MIG, there's TIG, there's HeliArc, there's stick weld. There's all kinds of welding.
Dang, I did not know you had some knowledge up there.
Barely. Un poquito. But anyways, but we taught some of the boys how to yes. weld and stuff, and then we repaired some gates and did some stuff, and it was just a very rewarding experience. And then each and every morning, which was kind of cool because where we were staying, we surfed every morning, mm-hmm. which was awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, we'd wake up at 5:30, be in the water at 6:30 or something, and mm-hmm. surf for an hour or two,
yeah.
go back and clean up, get breakfast, and then go work up at the boys' home. Mm-hmm. And it was really a lot of fun. Met a lot of really cool people there.
Yes.
And another thing they do attached to the boys' home, they have they found once they got the kids into adulthood, 17, 18, 19 mm-hmm. years old, that they didn't have a place to go.
Yep.
So the guy running the place said, you know what? We're going to have a coffee shop. And so we got a coffee shop and a restaurant, and then their coffee shop and restaurant, they added to, and they made it as a, almost like a, like an apprenticeship.
Yep.
And one of their kids that's been, one of the first kids has still been working. He's got a wife and kids mm-hmm. and is like the manager of the coffee shop. And it's pretty amazing what they do.
Yeah.
And then it's totally self-sufficient. It runs by itself. It's profitable. And
how's the coffee?
Very good.
I'm telling you, when you go to Central America, you go to the islands and places like that, the coffee is phenomenal.
It was incredible. And yeah. then they also made waffles that were incredible too. And they had an Elvis waffle.
So they had a waffle house for you down there?
They had a waffle in the coffee shop. Oh, they made waffles. And then they had, one of my best one was the Elvis waffle. They have different names.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
the Elvis was the good one that had bananas, peanut butter, like nutty.
There's that peanut butter again, just like that burger. We didn't get invited to the peanut butter waffle either. I'm going home, I'm taking all the peanut butter out of my house.
So it was really a rewarding experience.
Yeah.
And so it's our Christian surfers, our local mm-hmm. Group is really, really good. They do a lot.
Who do they need to contact? I mean,
Jacob. Well, if you go Christian Surfers St. Augustine
yeah.
On Facebook or Instagram, you'll see all their posts and stuff. And it's a whole lot, pretty doggone cool what they do. A lot good. Of stuff in our area they help out with. And then, so local contests and stuff, they'll run local mm-hmm. contests. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got a pretty good footprint in different countries.
You understand, just because you go to work for them doesn't mean you're going to win the next contest.
Correct.
I know how your mind works, right? If I just show up, show up to enough Christian surfer events overseas, they'll eventually let me win a heat.
No, God, I'm not good enough. They don't have, believe me, there's no one that wants to watch me surf.
I know. I've seen you take off on a lot of waves in front of me. Mike, I'm going right. I know, Tim. It's the only way to go on that wave, and you're on a sup. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I've been on that wave long before you are. You need to know.
Well, I love the fact that you tell me, hey, the second wave is really good. I'm taking that one. You can get whatever else you want, right?
I said, this first one looks good. You might should take it, Mike, because I'm taking the second one.
You and I did have, there was, it's probably been, I bet, 3 or 4 years ago. It had to be pre-COVID.
Right.
Right? We're sitting out one day at the end of the pier, and the waves were okay. And one of our buddies left and went in. And I swear, the minute his feet touched the beach, the tide hit just right and the swell peaked at just the right point. It was me and you and one other guy at the end of the pier for like an hour, hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And every time I thought about going in, I caught another amazing wave. I'm like, I'm going back out. I'm not letting Tim O'Neill have all these waves to himself. I'm going back out there. And there were so many waves, you and I didn't even get in each other's way.
This is true.
That's how good a day it was.
Was it Reed Connor that went? Was it Reed?
No, it was James Arendel.
Oh, that's right.
James was it. He's like, this is terrible. I'm going in. I'm like, I'm going to stay 10 more minutes. End up staying another 2 hours or something. It was so good. That was one of the best days.
That was very good.
Yes. I was just remembering that the other day, telling somebody that when it gets really good in St. Augustine, at low tide, it breaks at the end of the pier.
It breaks outside of the end of the pier.
Oh, it's such a good wave. We're not going to see that again for a while. They're renourishing.
When are they doing that? I thought it was June.
Well, they're going to start renourishing, and when they do, we're in trouble. They got to do it before turtle season, right? Don't they have to do some of it? Yeah, I mean, because turtle season, you can't mess that up.
No.
And then hurricane season's right behind turtle season. And then fire season comes right behind that. So you got to hurry up.
No, fire season's before that. I know. So that would be the dry season. Yeah. So that would be
fire season is what
February
we're,
to May.
No, what we're actually going into is fire season. Fire season starts about April.
Yeah, what?
Until the wind starts blowing, and
yeah. Yankees start throwing their cigarette butts out on 95 when they drive by.
Hand me the book. So in cleaning out all kinds of things at my grandmother's house, and this ended up at my mom's house, or I don't know whether my mom
Highlands,
had this.
North Carolina, though. That's, have you ever been to Highlands?
I have been to Highlands, right?
I live not far from Highlands.
That's where all the uppity people hang.
Yeah.
We're going to do this a lot tomorrow. Yeah. Thangs. Thangs. Man, tell what should have been spelled. I would never have missed that in a spelling class. Thangs, Yankees don't know. Dialect, lawing, greens, recipes, square dancing, beauty aids. That should be interesting. Wildlife, remedies, signs, stills, and folks, fire, things. So, yeah, this is going to be awesome to work our way through this book.
Is that trivia? Just asking for a friend.
I don't know, but there were companions to it. Dictionaries for Yankees and other uneducated people.
I knew that one.
I got to go back and look. That could be in the house somewhere. Southern sayings for Yankees.
No, I was born in the Panhandle of Florida, and my parents were raising two kids in Panama City and decided maybe we don't want to raise two young kids into teenagers here. So we went to North Carolina for a year. We lived in Franklin, North Carolina. And then my dad decided maybe this is too far, and we came back to the Panhandle of Florida, but not Panama City.
The Redneck Riviera.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time... I was working on a job on the island, and it might have been for your father. I'm talking early 80s, and this guy said, yeah, them Yankees up there, I don't know. And I said, wow, are you talking Yankees? Are we talking New York? Are we talking? No, up by Bay Yard. Anything north of Bay Yard.
Yes, that is true.
Like, I was like,
100%.
Bay Yards, that's Yankee land. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
I said, well, I'm glad I'm from the South. And he goes, where are you?
No. You
found out when he said Fort Lauderdale.
No, Lauderdale is not part of the South.
Yeah.
We had this entire discussion for years and years and years on Uncommon Ground Radio that anything north of Bay Yard was Yankees, and anything south of DeLand.
DeLand,
right? That was the window of where the true South still existed
today.
That's
where my brother was born.
Yes. But actually, I was born in Bethesda, Maryland, and I get untold amount of grief about you're a Yankee. I was born because my dad was in the service, so I'm trying to get a military exemption for being born out of the state of Florida.
You and John McCain.
Oh, ow, man.
Beautiful, man.
First, I don't get the invite for the burger, and now I get that reference. Oh, man.
That was definitely a kick low.
I am wearing a cup for tomorrow's show. That those low blows are not going to count tomorrow.
That was beautiful.
Oh.
So your trivia question, and you can't answer this, where was John McCain born?
Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah, Panama Canal.
Yep.
All right,
yeah. I was actually, I was very interested when he was running,
how he could run.
So I did a ton of research out of curiosity, because that's me. I mean, when something like that comes up, I just do a deep dive into it. Right. I got to know the whys and the wheres. And one story isn't good enough, right? I got to go look deeper into that. So it's like, yeah, figured that out, because there was him, there was Ted Cruz, you know, Obama was on the, you know, all the stuff with him.
Well, that, Kenya's not a U.S.
I don't know. Look, as far
allegedly.
As...
Allegedly a U.S. territory?
I thought Kenya was a province on one of the islands of Hawaii. That's what I heard. I may be wrong.
What's an island north north and west of Kauai?
Kenya.
No,
I don't know.
It's an island where no wahinis can go. It's,
I've always thought
called?
There's Malachi.
It's the one that it literally no white man's allowed there.
I thought the birth certificate always had something to do with something else.
It's just north and west of Kauai.
I always thought it had something to do with something else.
It's the what do they call it? Anyways, basically, unless you're Hawaiian, you can't step foot on that island.
Really?
Yeah. Kauai's right here.
Yes.
And it's, I forgot what they call it, Unforgiven Island, Forgottable. Anyways, you can't.
No trespassing is what they call it.
Niha?
Niha. Yes.
Niha.
And what do they actually call it? The locals actually have a.
Let's see. Hawaii's Forbidden Island.
Forbidden Island.
There's 12 fascinating things to know about Hawaii's Forbidden Island. And that is, I'm not signing up for your newsletter. Let's see.
We're not paying you to sign up for that newsletter either.
All right. It was originally bought for $10,000 worth of gold. It's a 70-square-foot-mile island.
That's tiny.
It was deemed the Forbidden Island due to a polio epidemic.
Mm.
So there are various myths and legend as to why Niha is a forbidden island.
I would have thought leprosy was the one, right? I mean, no, more than polio, right? I would have thought Malachi. Leprosy. Malachi, yeah. Okay.
So Malachi is the leprosy, is the leper colony.
Leper colony. Yep.
And it's still to this day, you can't go.
Correct.
You can't go to Malachi.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Forbidden Island, that was one. It's just north of, it's just west of Kauai.
Okay.
And it's a sliver. It's tiny as can be.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways. You can't go there.
It's either. Known for Niha shells.
I am very respectful of their local culture. Customs and culture. And if you don't want me there, that's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
Kauai's pretty.
There's certain. I mean, the only thing is, I want the same respect when we tell you we don't want Yankees down here. I just want to be treated the same way. I'm okay with respecting local customs as long as they respect ours.
Mm-hmm.
Think so?
Yes, maybe not.
How many times have a Yankee this past month honked their horn at you?
I haven't had anybody honk their horn at me.
In traffic, and had someone in the area.
We all have to be honest with this. How many times have you looked at the license plate in front of you, and if they're from out of town, you go, I have to get around them, because I this is just, my only way of survival and getting where I need to be is to get in front of this person who doesn't live here, right? Yeah. And you begin to make it like, I drive through the downtown to get home at night.
Mm-hmm.
If there's somebody in the left-hand lane going towards the no-name bar right through the light at the Milltop,
you have
to get in the right lane.
Yeah.
Because there is a 175% chance that they're going to make a left turn into the fort.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't make that left turn, they're going to get locked up and go really slow till they get to the light, and then they're going to make it again.
Mm-hmm.
If they miss that one, they will have to stop at the first crosswalk.
And
then they will make a U-turn. So, yes, and get stuck again at the crosswalk as the next group of tourists go across.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just this whole, but for me, it's like, yeah, you're not from here. I'm getting in front of you.
All right, well,
I got to go.
Let me just give you a heads up. I look at my watch, and then my son tells me, hey, we got to get this thing finished. I look at my watch, and it's 4:30, and I'm south of the Oasis.
Yes.
And I literally made it here. I don't know how I made it, but I did run half a dozen people off the road with out-of-state plates.
Please tell me you weren't in the New View window cleaning truck.
Was.
Does it have one of those call and tell us about our drivers sticker on
it? 1-800, don't call me.
Have you ever called one of those numbers?
No, I haven't. Have you?
I have once.
Okay.
Really, yeah, they were cutting me off. They almost sideswiped me to cut me off, and I had my baby's in the car, and we got to traffic jam where it was slow enough, and there was a number, and I'm like, hello, I would just like to tell you about truck number 472.
She remembers the truck number. Oh. Women never forget anything.
So on my
Didn't get that Mastodon for me, and the truck number was 472.
So I got a similar story, but not as good as that one. Is I'm driving down 95, I think, down to South Florida. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, my phone rings.
Yeah.
On my tailgate is my phone number.
Yeah.
And so, I heard this call. Like, hey, I got one of your trucks in front of me, and the guy's driving really recklessly. And I go, well, describe the truck. And he's got a silver Ram, da, 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 da. And I said, yeah. I said, well, describe, we got multiple trucks. I said, describe, where are you, sir? And he goes, I'm down here in Palm Beach County. And I said, really? I said, well, describe the truck. And he goes, well, it's a silver Ram. And I go, okay, yeah, great. And I said, describe the driver. And he says,
he's on the phone.
Yeah. He's driving on his phone.
So he's coming up on the left. And I'm all like, so I put the phone down. And he's like, he's got a visor on. He's about middle age.
You could have done one of those fortuitous scratches with the middle finger.
And so I was like, nonchalantly brought my phone right here. And I said, is he looking at you right now? And the guy hung up. So anyways, I couldn't resist. Right? Yeah. So please describe the driver, because I need to know.
Oh, gosh.
My husband was in food service for forever. And so every now and again, you would get somebody that would be completely rude to him in particular. And I need to speak to your manager. Well, I am the manager. Well, I want to talk to your general manager. I am the general manager. Well, I want to talk to your owner. Go for it. Yeah. Here you go.
That's a beautiful thing. Sometimes
it is. Whenever you get this, no, I have never called on that. Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever either.
Yeah,
I have. I don't think I ever have. I have called. There was a time when I was coming back. This was back in the 1999, 2000, before 210 was four lane. Right, it was a two lane road. Oh, gosh, yeah. When the kids got out of Nice High School, it was like
jailbreak.
Yes,
it really was.
It was the trials for the Indianapolis 500, the Daytona 500. And
I thought you were pulling a Matthew McConaughey the demolition, talking about the high school girls.
He's not Leo DiCaprio. He's got standards. So
older than my oldest niece.
Older standards. I called the St. John's County Sheriff's Department that day, and I'm like, hey, I just want to let you guys know there's no speed limit up here on 210 east of US 1. I'm like, what do you mean there's no speed limit? I said, there's a posted speed limit. I said, you don't understand what I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Unless you get somebody up here, someone is going to die. I've almost been run off the road by people passing multiple cars multiple times, right? Mm-hmm. You need to get somebody up here and just slow this stuff down. I said, this is not good.
Yeah.
Palm Valley Raceway.
Oh, it was so bad. I mean, it was awful.
There was no Ponte Vedra High School back
then. No.
And there was, I can remember those days.
No, so I've had more calls about that than just calling about somebody complaining about the driving.
Yeah.
I haven't. And then, if you notice, I don't have a number on my car. I just want you to know that. I just don't. But the best Tim O'Neill truck story.
Yeah.
He got a brand new truck. Was parked downtown. and I have the ability to take a picture on my phone, mm-hmm. and I can write on the picture.
Yeah.
Right? It's got, because the Samsung has this little pen that comes with that it that Samsung the iPhone doesn't have.
We all have the ability to write on pictures, Mike.
No, mine's been cooler and it's been there longer. So anyway, I took a picture. Of course, it was illegally parked in a loading zone, right?
I have a commercial tag.
It was illegally.
It says 30 minutes, commercial vehicles.
So I wrote on the side of it in the brightest color I had, just married. On the truck, like it was spray painted on the truck.
Yeah.
texted it to Tim. Oh my God, I didn't know. Congratulations.
Awesome.
I laughed so hard as I said, this is going to be great. Yeah, that was one.
That was good stuff.
I worked with a guy once, and this is when I had a job downtown, and he had two jobs. So he worked with me at the winery, and then he was bartender, bar back down at Meehan's or something. And he had just gotten a new car, and he was so excited. He had come in and told all of us and shown us his car, and then he comes back like 2 or 3 days later, and he's just devastated.
Yeah.
And someone had rear-ended one of the horse-drawn carriages, and the horse went crazy like you would expect it to. Mm-hmm. And it was a horse in training as well. And so the horse runs into his car with the carriage. He like turns. And so the carriage hits his car, totals his car. Mm-hmm. And the carriage is like stuck in his car at that point. And now the horse is free and the horses were trained to go back to a safe spot. So that's what the horse was fine. The horse didn't get hurt at all, but his car was totaled and he couldn't get his insurance company to believe him. Because every time they were like, okay, well, tell us what happened with the accident, was the other driver insured? The other driver was a horse.
Those guys have insurance. Sober up, could you call us back?
They kept right?
When you
at
sober
him.
Up, could you call us back? We'd like to handle your claim, but we need you to be sober when you file it.
He was on his third call because they kept laughing at him and being like, good joke, bro. He's like, it's serious. So he was really, he ended up getting his car fixed.
So Bobby did the dirty for us. Gave Pete his present from you, Mike. He liked it as much as I did.
We love you, Bobby.
Bobby, you tell all of the listeners to go get Pete a big hug and congratulate him. What's that called again? Smallophobia?
Half-a-phobia.
Does that not work?
I would just say hobbit phobia, but you know, I don't.
I'm not going there, Pete. I still like you. Not in that way.
He's got very big feet. I'm just saying.
What are you saying, Mike?
Thanks. He has hobbit feet. You're not seeing people. They don't even fit in shoes. That's where he wears slides all the time.
All right. I thought you were going somewhere. Big feet.
Hey, San Diego. Keep it classy.
Big feet, very large shoes.
Very large shoes. All right. We have a couple of other stories, right?
Yes.
We have the jail log, which we've been monitoring out of New York all week long.
Oh.
So we have the jail log story. We got stripper stories for those of you that have to have stripper stories every day. I have a stripper story. And we have QB Life. QB Life, strippers, or the jail log? Where you guys want to go first?
I feel like Tim needs the stripper story, right?
Sure, I'd love to hear the stripper story.
All right.
Now, I'm not big into the jail log.
The jail log story is actually really pretty good. All right, so in Tampa, they're at like 2:30 in the morning. At the Mons Venus, which is a gentleman's club. At a gentleman's club, right? There was a 44-year-old man who was caught on a security camera walking towards the door of a club with a flashlight in one hand and a firearm in the other hand.
Ouch.
Was wearing a black devil mask, and the words kill and dark one were on his arms.
Kill?
And dark one. Yes. This
was that tattooed on his arm?
I don't know. It was written on the shirts, whatever, it doesn't say, right? The security guard closest to the door, a 55-year-old man, somebody in our age group.
Right.
Anthony Resto saw the man coming, thought it was a prank, then realized it was a gun, slapped the gun out of his hand, got the gun before he could, and then held him at gunpoint until the police showed up, thereby protecting the strippers. That's where the strippers come into the story. But the security guard did a great job.
I mean,
first of all, somebody comes walking up to you at the strip club, you have no idea what they're going to be wearing anyway, right?
A mask.
Yeah, a mask, right?
You said a devil mask?
Devil mask, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems legit.
Yes. It does seem legit, right? If you don't want your wife to know that you've been there. I just wore the devil mask.
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I wore a mask because of COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a great thing about banks during COVID, right? You were never allowed
to wear a mask
into a bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was verboten,
yes.
Right? No masks, no sunglasses, none of that stuff. Mm-hmm. During COVID, please wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like Jesse James somewhere is going, what?
I missed out.
I missed out on my opportunity.
And Butch you Cassidy. Know all of these stories.
Butch Cassidy, Dillinger, yeah. Bonnie and Clyde, all of them.
All of these stores in these big cities that were yeah. absolute social distancing, masking policies. Yeah. These big cities have gone through a couple of years now of defund the police, and they're now forbidding people from having any face covering because crime
robbed.
Has gone up yeah. so much, and they can't prosecute anybody because they don't have anyone's face on camera. So they spend all these money on surveillance cameras, and they can't recoup any of these losses because they can't arrest anybody.
That's I hate to say the word touche, or you get what you paid for.
This was literally an argument that was made in conservative media, like, hey, it's not a good idea to have people with their faces covered in yeah. places of commerce where there are valuables that can be stolen.
Yes.
And we were all...
I laughed.
Idiots.
I mean, literally, there was a sign at the bank that said no mask, and the sign mm-hmm. mask required. I'm like, yeah. okay, cool.
You use the word taken.
Taken?
I'm borrowed.
Borrowed?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. Is that what happens up there? I mean,
I think it's reallocating.
It's a loan without permission. Let's just get this straight, get it on the record, and move on, right? That is how it's being charged in these big cities, a loan without permission. Yes, right. That's all it is. You just yeah. forgot to ask. If you'll ask the DA, hey, can I have permission to have this stuff? Now the DA usually says, yeah, don't worry about
don't
it.
Worry
it's okay.
About it. Got it.
The victim, however, is still trying to figure out how to get their shit back.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Yep. Hey, Robin's here from the West Coast. Robin, you have to listen to the front of the show when you get a chance. It's rather good. The end of the show is going to be great, too, but the front of the show is pretty darn good because we announced the 904 burger
yes.
here while it was being announced live somewhere else.
Yes.
Glad we got that scheduling straight on the network. How many shows again do we have at 5 o'clock?
There wasn't even like a delivery so we could taste it on air.
I know. You would think Troy or somebody would bring us a 904 Now burger, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, all the things we've done for those guys.
Yeah. Maybe he's going to virtually bring it to you.
Yeah, I think it's a virtual burger. I think it is.
Like a vegan burger.
All right, so we have QB Life and we have Jail Log. Where do you guys want to go next?
I want to go QB Life. I'm
okay,
interested.
QB.
Are we talking NFL or are we talking
life? Yes.
Okay.
We're talking NFL. So Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Say that three times fast.
I'm not a judge of good-looking men, but okay. I would probably put Jimmy Garoppolo in a higher echelon of good-looking men.
I'm going to have to look him up.
You look him up. We want Amanda's opinion because our opinion doesn't count.
Okay.
We're like the worst judge of that ever.
Not into dudes.
No, I'm just not. So Jimmy Garoppolo was playing for the San Francisco 49ers. He was traded to the Raiders during the offseason.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he was just traded. $72 million worth of a trade.
They renegotiated. He had a contract
reportedly, he's got an off-season deal with the Las Vegas Raiders worth more,
I mean, he's a free agent.
More than $72 million. A three-year deal, $72 million.
Wait a second. He didn't get traded. He's a free agent.
I agreed to a three-year deal in the off-season reported more than that. I don't know whether they got something in return or not. You're probably right.
The free agent market's
free agent open. Market. There yes.
Okay.
All right. So here's what happens to Jimmy Garoppolo, right? He gets to Vegas. Oh, this is good, right?
Fat with $72 million.
No.
I can imagine what's going on with the strippers.
I just looked up pictures. He's not fat at all.
No. Where would you rank him on the scale of?
I would say he's very attractive.
Let's put him on the Louis scale. More or less, let's get you in a lot of trouble.
He's tall, dark, and handsome. If we were like casting an NFL version of my husband, it would be Garoppolo. Yes. How about that?
There we go.
So
that works at the house.
Yeah. there are a couple of prostitution is legal.
Oh,
in right, Vegas, yeah. in Nevada, right?
As Lamar Odom found out.
Yes. And so he didn't have to worry about that. He had to worry about the Kardashians.
He had to worry about the cocaine.
So a couple of the ladies that work at one of the ranches near there said he's so good looking and we're so happy that he's on our team. He can have sex for free for life.
You're making this crap.
I am not making it up. Sex for free for life from two.
Think about their average customer.
Yeah.
You're telling me they're not going to throw a freebie just to get a palate cleanse of a good looking dude?
Well, yeah. I'm not in the sex industry, so I do not know.
I'm not either, but as a female.
As the only female on the network.
Exactly.
She has all the opinions of the females on the network.
Okay. So
she carries...
He's got free action
for life from these two workers because they're like, we're just so happy he's here and he's so good looking and he's our quarterback and we just want the Raiders
to win. Picture him on there.
Yeah, yep. Right there.
He's a decent looking guy. I mean, not like
I go down. I think road. Amanda has the best point, right?
Yeah.
Compared to some of the other customers.
Hold up the other picture on the other printout. The back of the other printout. I'm thinking that's more of the average customer of someone in Vegas.
I'm not going to put that on the yes. screen because he's part of our next story.
And I don't want, I'm not saying he has ever done this at all, but I'm saying that's more of the like yeah. that 1 to 10 caliber.
That's yes.
more of the average. Yeah.
Yes.
Three so, or the two.
Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Sliding scale.
Yeah, sliding scale.
On the whole sliding scale of that. So,
okay.
Anyway, we can save the jail log till tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll update that story tomorrow. Donald Trump has still not been indicted, which is hilarious because what Donald Trump has managed to do is hold the political media
mm-hmm.
is all talking about him since Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there. I'm not the biggest Donald Trump fan, but I would tell you, they'd be foolish. I mean, foolish to indict him.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. over something that happened where the statute of limitations mm-hmm. don't even
yeah.
register.
And something that the federal government declined to prosecute on.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
The federal government investigated this already and said there's no there.
Well, we're talking about a rounding error in a clerical
book. No. Right?
Did she get $100,000?
She got 120.
She got 100.
She did not get a Garoppolo. She did not get a Garoppolo that we know of.
In more ways than one,
that we know of, he did not get a Garoppolo. So, according to the story, since we're there, the lawyer for Michael Cohen has said, hey, Cohen paid this money to keep Stormy Daniels quiet, to keep Melania from having to deal with this, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
It was part of Cohen's legal fees to Trump. Trump individually paid this. It was not paid by the campaign, mm-hmm. wasn't paid by anybody. It was legal fees, according to Trump, mm-hmm. right?
And Cohen's the guy that he yeah. went to jail.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
He went to jail okay. for other things, right? He went to jail for other things.
Seems like a credible source.
Well, apparently there's a lot of information that the DA Bragg, according to Cohen's lawyer, had not shared with the grand jury. So when Cohen's lawyer went before the grand jury, he's like, no, here's everything Cohen said. Here's everything that was done. Here's all the evidence that the DA has, right? And apparently when he testified Monday, just basically blew this thing up where, you know, what is the saying? If you give me a ham sandwich, I can indict a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Apparently Bragg is having a hard time indicting a ham sandwich named Donald Trump.
I thought he was a Cheeto.
Orange man.
It's orange. Yeah.
What was it? Was it Mama Cass that died from eating a ham sandwich?
I don't know.
Wasn't that Mama
Indict Cass? All ham sandwiches.
Yeah. Indict yeah, all yeah, ham sandwiches.
Mama Cass, yeah.
yeah, mamas
sandwich?
And papas. Yeah. Mama, yeah,
she was
Mama Cass.
Ham sandwich and
aspirated. Yeah.
So
she was eating a ham sandwich while she was like ODing. So
well, that ham was a good ham sandwich. Now, you gotta believe.
So Robert Costello, mm-hmm. right, who was Michael Cohen's former attorney. Was released from his attorney-client privilege that was waived by his client, Michael Cohen, and then he destroyed Michael Cohen's testimony in the grand jury.
Okay, so your guy, former legal counsel that you paid to represent mm-hmm. you,
yep.
releases you of an attorney-client. Why would he even do that?
I don't know. If he had it, then...
his credibility?
I don't know. I guess they were hoping Costello would tell them something else.
To validate him.
Yes.
Oh, he thought, yeah. Since I paid him mm-hmm. next amount of dollars,
yeah,
that's my mouthpiece now.
Yeah, he'll back me.
Yeah. Yes.
But we got to get rid of the attorney.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That didn't work out too good.
So anyway, we'll keep up with the jail log tomorrow. We'll see what happens. We do have big news. We got a Rumble channel
mm-hmm.
that we're going to be getting up and running. So we'll be sharing mm-hmm. that with you guys. So we do now have a 904 app. not the app, but our stuff on Rumble.
So you can find us on Facebook, like you're watching, on the 904 Now app, if you're watching there. And you'll be able to watch, not live, but you'll be able to watch our archive on Rumble for the time being.
Yep, we're working on that. We're going to see if we can figure all that stuff out. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we'd like to go somewhere where we... Screw it. We have a little more freedom.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Facebook doesn't give us that. It's late in the show. They fell asleep a long time ago.
Oh, they
we lost them with Jimmy Garoppolo. They're looking up all kinds of stories on him. Tim O'Neill, thanks for coming in. Really, really fun show. Pete Melfi and the 904 Morning Gang, the morning show. Congratulations on your vegan burgers. They're going to be awesome.
Everyone go and get your free burger.
Yeah, go get a free burger. It's awesome. You guys go do that. All right. This is the Mike Davis Show. We'll see you guys tomorrow night.